The World This Week, Politics.
Ron DeSantis launched his campaign for the Republican presidential nomination. The governor of Florida made his announcement in an audio conversation with Elon Musk on Twitter, though the event was marred by technical glitches for the first 20 minutes. Mr. DeSantis said he would revitalize America and criticized Joe Biden for being woke. As governor, Mr. DeSantis has made a point of clashing with the left on gay issues and identity politics. He didn't mention Donald Trump, who holds a big lead in the Republican race at this early stage. Seven states in the American West reached an agreement to protect the sustainability of the Colorado River, which provides water and electricity to 40 million people. Described as historic by the White House, the deal will see Arizona, California, and Nevada reduce their intake of water from the Colorado River system. America signed a security pact with Papua New Guinea, a deal that seeks to counter the rise of Chinese influence in the Pacific. The Prime Minister of PNG, James Marape, tried to reassure domestic critics that America would not be allowed to launch offensive military operations from his country. The pact was signed at the U.S. Pacific Islands Forum. Joe Biden had to miss the event as he continued haggling with Republicans in Washington over the federal debt ceiling. In separate negotiations, America signed agreements with Micronesia to expand economic assistance to the Pacific Island nation. The State Department said the deal would support freedom, security, and prosperity in the Indo-Pacific. The opposition won a general election in East Timor. According to preliminary results, the National Congress for Timorese Reconstruction took 42% of the vote, increasing the chances that Xanana Gusmão, its leader and a war hero, during the country's resistance to Indonesian rule, will return as prime minister. The legislature makes that appointment. It emerged that Alejandro Encinas, a Mexican official close to President Andrés Manuel López Obrador, had his phone hacked by Pegasus, a type of spyware. Pegasus has been deployed in Mexico before, but Mr. López Obrador had said he would stop its use. Yet the armed forces continue to spy on human rights campaigners. Mr. Encinas was hacked last year while investigating the armed forces' role in the disappearance of 43 students in 2014. An internationally monitored ceasefire in Sudan, due to last a week, lessened the intensity of the civil war, though violence persisted here and there. The UN said that 60,000 to 90,000 people had fled into Chad from Sudan's western region of Darfur, where fighting has been especially fierce.